Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I hurt, and I was making sure the people around me, like, were good. There was people that were hit badly, you know, that were unconscious.
Senior investigators tell ABC News the driver was kicked out of the club. ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
After crashing into the crowd, the driver was pulled out of his car, beaten by the crowd, and was shot. The LAPD says he is a suspect and a victim. A motive for driving into the crowd is unclear.
No one's in custody for the shooting. 30 people injured, police say. Storms with lightning, gusty winds, large hail, and tornadoes are possible, forecasters say, from Iowa to Chicago. Officials are investigating a Southern California couple after their infant child was taken to a hospital with a head injury and 21 children were discovered in their custody. This is ABC News. Israeli troops shot toward Palestinians seeking food from distribution hubs in Gaza, say witnesses and hospital officials. They say 32 people were killed. The food sites are run by a U.S. and Israeli military-backed group. Hundreds have died in this way, say witnesses and health officials. The Israeli army says it only fires warning shots if crowds get too close to troops. With air travel numbers soaring in the U.S., as ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Air travel is getting a little easier for members of the military. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem just rolled out a new honor lane. It's an express security lane just for uniformed service members. Right now, you'll find it at 11 airports, but there are plans to bring it to even more soon.
Also for Gold Star families, those who've lost a loved one in active duty service, opportunity to apply for TSA pre-check without having to pay the usual fee. A man whose large metallic weight training chain around his neck pulled him into an MRI machine in New York after he wandered in has died, police say. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Increasing clouds tonight, possible fog, still muggy with a low of 65. Decreasing clouds tomorrow, it will be humid and a small chance of showers far south with a high of 78. And few clouds and muggy tomorrow night with a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and the winds are out of the east-northeast at 9 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 84 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, July 19th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. The National Weather Service confirmed Wednesday an EF1 rated tornado with winds reaching 95 miles per hour touched down near County Road YZ and Z in Dodgeville. The tornado, with a maximum width of 150 yards and a path length of 6.95 miles, moved northeast through a cornfield before continuing to impact numerous trees and three outbuildings. The most significant damage occurred off County Road Double Z, where numerous large, healthy hardwood trees were uprooted. The tornado's path ended near Knobs Road, just west of County Road H. The National Weather Service Milwaukee Sullivan office confirmed the tornado after conducting a field survey with Amanda Gardner with Iowa County Emergency Management on Thursday. According to Gardner, no injuries or residential home damage were reported, and most of the damage was to trees and crops. A criminal complaint was issued against Gavin Thompson, 23 of Dodgeville, according to a press conference yesterday at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. Thompson will be formally charged next week in Iowa County Court for first-degree intentional homicide of Dodgeville resident Dorinda Sedgebrick. Burglary while armed, hiding a corpse, and operation of a motor vehicle without consent, along with other possible charges. Gavin Thompson was arrested in Lincoln, Nebraska, following a pursuit crashing the vehicle and trying to flee on foot. The body of Dorinda Sedgebrick, 67 of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Authorities believe the killing was a random act of violence. There was no known relationship between the suspect and the victim. Amtrak carried its 250,000th guest on state-sponsored Borealis trains between the Twin Cities and Chicago over the Independence Day 2025 holiday weekend. Operated daily by Amtrak under contracts with the Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois State Transportation Departments, guests and officials have been celebrating a comfortable and reliable service that has routinely exceeded expectations since the daily service began on May 23, 2024. Borealis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and Chicago in late morning, with Amtrak everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The trains offer cafe service featuring regional items and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. Drought conditions the last couple of summers and a wet summer so far this year could be a blame for an uptick in mosquitoes. UW-Madison entomology professor Susan Paskowitz.
So if we've had drought, and we had had drought for a couple of years, and then it finally got a little bit wetter last year, that meant that the egg bank began to build up as the season went on. And then this year, I think we're seeing some of the results of that with lots and lots of mosquitoes out there. I don't know that in advance we knew this was going to be as wet a summer as it has proven to be. The rain has to sit there for a while and then allow the immature stages of the mosquito to develop in that water over the next 5 to 7 days.
Paskowitz says the heavy rainfall can be a good thing, as mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus don't tend to thrive as much when it rains. There's a good chance we've already dealt with the worst, and when it comes to the number of mosquitoes out in Wisconsin.
Right now would be about the peak period for these floodwater species. And then after this, it dries up usually in July and August, and things really take a dive. So by the end of the season, not bad at all. And even really over the next couple of weeks, we'd expect it to get better.
Paskowitz says more rain and higher temps extending later into the summer could draw out the mosquito season. To protect yourself against mosquito bites, Paskowitz suggests long sleeves, pants, and bug spray. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say the state's parks and wildlife area don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. Things are wrapping up at the 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals. We have been keeping an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center. In the Friday night's performances in barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 18th with a time of 18.04. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa, placed 4th with a score of 211.5. In goat tying, Bryn Leah Hoffman of Townsend placed 8th with a time of 8.28. In the second go-round in barrel racing, Quinn Donsky came in at 67th with a time of 18.04. Kenzie Mason of Scandia Scandia, Minnesota, placed 116th with a time of 21.64. Cali Parish of Laval placed 119th, I should say, with a time of 22.49. And Hadley Anderson of Onalaska placed 141st with a time of 23.919. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 62nd with a score of 62. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund placed 24th with a score of 211.5. Carly Guckenberg of Marshfield finished in a five-way tie for 34th place with a score of 207. Callie Parrish finished in a four-way tie for 72nd with a score of 194, and Kaylee Check of Toma tied for 86th place with a score of 186. In goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 53rd with a time of 8.25, and Brynlia Hoffman was right behind her in 54th with a time of 8.28. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 89th with a score of 24.938. Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 130th with a score of 31.034. In reined cow horse, Tyler Parr of Mondovi finished in a three-way tie for 46th place with a score of 278, and Raylan Johnson tied in 83rd place with a score of 256. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 5th with a score of 76. In steer wrestling, Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 6th with a score of 5.38, and Braden Carlson of Medford placed 25th with a score of 7.71. In tie-down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 30th with a time of 12.32. In team standings, the Wisconsin's boys team is in 16th place with 1,055 points, which puts Team Wisconsin in 26th place overall. The National High School Rodeo Finals concluded today in Rock Springs, Wyoming. The annual Casanova celebration continues tonight and tomorrow at Casanova Memorial Park. Tonight's events include High Mileage performing at 8, and fireworks will be shut off at dusk. Tomorrow, the parade will step off at 11, featuring this year's Grand Marshal. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
We've been trying to get Jim Dietloff to be our parade marshal. He's a prominent member of the Legion, a prominent member of the community. When you drive through Casanova and you see all the American flags on the telephone poles, that's Jim Dietloff doing that. He puts them up every year for Memorial Day, takes them down every year after Labor Day. If there's a tattered flag or one that's hung up, he's out there with his extension ladder and he's taking care of it. Pretty well anything at the Legion, Jim is your guy to talk to. Before the CAS celebration kind of transitioned to the committee that we have now, Jim was a major player in organizing and behind the scenes work, and just really a guy that doesn't want any credit, so he's really not going to enjoy what I'm saying right now, but really truly deserves it. Been trying for years to get him to be the parade marshal, and he has always turned us down. The compromise this year is that the American Legion will be the parade marshal.
Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinshi Pedalpool and Bossy Bingle will be at 1. Also tomorrow, Home Talent League Baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazomani Mustangs, and a raffle will be at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and scavenger hunts at the Casanova Celebration tonight and tomorrow at the Casanova Memorial Park. Please, no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards has been extended. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state, with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can now be submitted until July 31st. The award ceremony will be held in November. And recent Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners are Thursday's winners of $50 each: Douglas Layton of Muscadet with ticket number 0348 and Mark Varney of Richland Center with ticket number 0335. Yesterday's winners of $50 each: Stan Grimm of Blue River with ticket 0131 and Kirk Bartow of Lone Rock with ticket 0072. And today's winners of $100 each are Sarah Yar of West Bend with ticket number 0045 and Jeff Cook of Morrisville, Indiana with ticket 0628. WRCL News time is 5:14. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Today is Saturday, July 19th. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from noon until the time of the service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70, of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. Alan E. Wanless, 69, of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7 and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You are listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to increase our cloud coverage as we head into later tonight. We could have a possible pop-up shower and thunderstorm developing, and it's going to be on the humid side as well. Overnight week are expecting some possible fog to develop. Lows will be dropping down just to the mid-60s. Winds will be coming in from the northwest and then northeast up to 5 miles an hour. Heading into Sunday, we're looking at a decrease in clouds and still on the humid side. A small chance of showers could be expected to the far south. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 70s. Winds from the northeast and then the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Looking into Sunday night, we're looking at a few clouds and muggy conditions sticking around once again. Lows in the mid to upper 50s, east winds up to 5 miles an hour. Monday will start off the week with partly cloudy skies and still a bit humid. A slight chance of a shower could pop up during the overnight hours into early Tuesday. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s and winds from the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies and muggy conditions can be expected. Light showers and storms are going to be a little bit spotty in the area. We're looking at highs in the mid-80s. Wednesday is going to be hot. We're looking at a heat index in the triple digits, and it's going to be muggy as well. Some rain showers could develop later at night, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Thursday is going to give us warm and muggy conditions with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs are expected to be in the mid to upper 80s for the area. And as we end this upcoming week, we are looking at a decrease in clouds, humid conditions with some light showers possible later on in the day. Highs are looking to be in the mid to upper 80s once again. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 83 degrees after a high today of 84 and a morning low of 63. Yesterday's high was 80, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1974 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 46 that was set back in 1958. Last year's high was 80 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:37, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:39. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received, we received 2/10 of an inch of rain this morning. Once again, our current temperature is 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Last night in Home Talent League Baseball, Cazenovia beat Dodgeville by a score of 7-2. It was Monona over Sun Prairie by a score of 1-0, and Reedsburg beat Black Earth 13-4. Today in Home Talent League Baseball, got one score to pass along, and that's Fort Atkinson defeated Mount McFarland, by a score of 16-6. Tomorrow in Home Talent League action, a whole bunch of games will be going on in our Sunday Home Talent League games. First of all, it'll be Casanova hosting Mesa Mani. Muscadet will be hosting Argyle. It will be DeForest at Poinette. Dodgeville hosting Verona. Sulzburg-Benton at Wyota. Ridgeway at Arena. Belleville will be hosting Hollandale. It'll be Cross Plains hosting Wanakee. Middleton at Ashton. Utica at Jefferson. And Ryo will be hosting Wisconsin Dells. Quinn Priester outpitched Tyler Glasnow for six innings. Caleb Durbin homered and drove in both runs. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-0 last night for their eighth straight victory. The Brewers equaled their longest winning streak of the season from May 25th to June 2nd. They continued their dominance over the National League West leaders, having outscored them 15-4 during a three-game sweep in Milwaukee last week. Priester allowed three hits and struck out a season-high 10 on 77 pitches. He struck out the side in the first and the fifth. All-star closer Trevor McGill worked the ninth for his 22nd save. So the Brewers will be playing game two of that three-game series against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. First pitch will be at 8:10, and the pregame will be at 7:35 for the broadcast, and you can hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a hamstring strain. He sustained the injury making a sliding catch in the final game before the All-Star break last Sunday. The move was made retroactive to Tuesday. Frelick spent the break working with his trainer and says he feels better than expected. Manager Pat Murphy hopes Frelick can return without a rehab assignment, but stresses the need for caution. The Brewers activated Blake Perkins, who has recovered from a fractured shin, to fill Frelick's roster spot. Perkins has yet to make his season debut. Ronald Acuna Jr. caught the New York Yankees off guard with a spectacular throw to end the third inning of last night's game. The Atlanta Braves All-Star right fielder threw out Jorbit Vivas at third base when Vivas was trying to tag up a deep fly to corner and right. Acuna caught the ball just in front of the warning track with his back to the infield. He spun and fired at the throw, reached third base in the air just in time for third baseman Nacho Alvarez to tag a slowing Vivas, who ignored third base coach Luis Rojas' signal to slide. Alvarez was casual as the throw approached in an attempt to fool Vivas. And Indiana Fever guard Kelsey Mitchell has spent last week tamping down the All-Star excitement. First, she had to play some crucial games. She finally had a chance Friday to show how she felt about playing today's game on her home court. Her eyes opened wide, the trademark grin stretched across her face, and words started flying out of her mouth. Not all home All-Star games are created equal. Just ask some of the players who've been there and done that. But for the 8-year veteran who finally made her first playoff appearance last year, this one will be special. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavors, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
National Night Out 2025 will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds this year, Tuesday night, August 5th, from 5 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police, fire, and first responders. There will be a canine 5K and a chance to meet our area canine officers, Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron. We're going to have food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicle demos, vendor booths for our local organizations, and fun for the whole family. And Town Taxi will provide transportation options for those who wish to attend, including a shuttle bus for small groups and our wheelchair-accessible vans, giving anyone the opportunity to attend National Night Out 2025. For additional information, find the event on Facebook, check out the Richland Center Police Department, Richland Center Fire Department, EMS, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and for transportation arrangements, call Town Taxi, 647-3114. National Night Out 2025 at the Richland County Fairgrounds, August 5th, 5 to 8 p.m.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another backtracking show on WRCO. So we go back to some hotter than July hits from this weekend. We have some tunes to take you back a little bit, some music headlines, and some chart toppers. One of the hot groups from this weekend in 1976 was Electric Light Orchestra.
The daylight.
Backtracking on WRCO as we take you now to the summertime of 1978, when Grease was the word, the hottest soundtrack and movie of the summer. John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, and the cast.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Backtracking show on WRCO with some hot movie soundtrack music. Speaking of soundtracks, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack was bumped from the top of the charts in the summer of 1978 by this guy, former lead singer of Steeler's Wheel. Got a couple of big hits off the album City to City. This is Jerry Rafferty on Backtrack.
You've been as constant as a northern star, the brightest.
Rafferty on the Backtrack and Show from WRCO. We hope you're having a great weekend.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing, became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Backtracking WRCO. You say you stand by your man. Tell me something I don't understand. You said you love me, and that's a fact. And then you left me, said you felt trapped. Can't explain away, but the heartaches in me fill this
me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. All the times when we were close, I remember these things the most.
Clash, going back to the year of 1980, the year that Queen enjoyed a number one album. That summer, The Game was selling just about everywhere. They had a total of three releases make the Hot 100 in America. One of them was one in which Freddie Mercury was doing an Elvis impersonation. A number one tune for Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Crazy little thing called love. I must get round to it, ain't ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
A crazy, crazy thing called love.
Called love.
It cries
like a baby.
To the thrill of life. It swings.
Ooh.
It jives. Shrinks all over like a chilling
blues. Ooh, kinda like it.
Crazy little thing called love. Black girl's my baby.
Crazy.
Backtrack in a WRCO, our pregame show for Those Were the Days, which comes up after 6 o'clock tonight.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
Album of the summer of 1981, High Infidelity, and the song Take It on the Run came from REO Speedwagon's classic set. Now let's beam ahead to 1987, when the top movies included Beverly Hills Cop 2, The Untouchables, RoboCop, Fatal Attraction, and Three Men and a Baby. And this British group, sounding a little bit like the Beatles, had a hit. It was a summertime 87 smash for Crowded House. Crowded House on the Backtrack and Show from WRCO. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin. This is Phil Lee wishing you all the best. And stay with us for more reminiscing here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Partly sunny tomorrow, small chance of showers far south, high 79. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 58. Partly cloudy and seasonal Monday, a slight chance of a shower overnight, high 82. And variably cloudy and muggy Tuesday, spotty showers or storms are possible, high 85.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention shoppers! Save 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including top name brands at Mr. G's in Richland Center. Join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square today through Sunday. Mr. G's is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Don't miss out!
Mr. G's!
Because of the following special broadcast, The Lucy Show and The Andy Griffith Show will not be presented this evening.
WRCO, yesterday.
This is Phil Mee, and I am a candidate for president of the Ithaca Happy Hour 4-H Club. My opponent has been making a fool of himself. Now it is my turn. One of the key issues for the fall of 75 elections is to shorten the meetings. I propose we change our name to the Happy Half Hour. That way we can run around and be squirrely for a half hour before our folks pick us up. There has been some concern about behavior at these meetings. With me as your president, I won't be hanging in the back, laughing and making noises. That way there will be less disruptions at the meetings. I will let anyone who asks borrow my dad's farm journals and Hort's Dairymen's so they can write their 4-H demonstration speeches. If you vote for me, I will get you an assigned seat at the meetings by someone you like. If you will elect me, Phil Nee, as your 4-H president, I will be fearless, strong. I will be Speckled Pete. No!
Mommy!
Live from Risen Center, it's Those Were the Days.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never.
Well, good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Those Were the Days at WRCO Radio. Saturday night, we have some great rock and roll until the midnight hour. We'll be stopping and parking for a time in 1973 a little bit later on. We'll also play for you some movie tunes from the 1980s, songs that were inspired or played in movies. And we'll be spinning a bunch of tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s.